Hey guys, this is Brianne.
And this is Catherine.
And we're best friends.
Who happen to be Schitt's Creek lovers.
So, we decided to start a podcast where we can talk about the show, what we love about it, spread some positivity and laughter, and even bring in some like-minded friends along the way.
Join us every week for Ew, David, a Schitt's Creek Giggle Fest, an episode-by-episode podcast all about Schitt's Creek and how hilarious we think it is.
We love this journey for us, and we hope you love it too.
Hello! Oh my god, you did not.
I sure did. Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Hello, friends.
Good evening.
Good evening. Well, it's good evening night. For us. Good morning. Good afternoon. Hello.
Happy day. I don't know.
From now on, happy day.
Happy day.
But hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome. Today's the finale day, y'all, and we are so excited.
We're stoked.
First of all, we finally made it. It's taken us so long to get here.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like we made it on time, like we're going to record 2 weeks in a row.
I mean, also, yes, we're also on it. So we're going to have two episodes out consecutively. So great. Pat on our back. But we finally made it to the finale of season two because it's taken us for forever.
But here we are.
Here we are. And I'm super, I love this episode. This is one of my favorite episodes, like, period.
Absolutely.
So I'm ready to talk about it because I love it so much. Yeah.
Great one. And then we're on the cusp of season three,
which
we know we love.
We know that we love season three. We keep saying, like, every time we rewatch, when I rewatch, I usually start with season three.
Don't even like get me started on season four because I'm going to be worse when we get closer to season four and then five.
Right. Also, we found out today season six is going to be on.
It is 2 weeks from today as we are recording because y'all, we have not seen all of season six.
And by all we didn't have people. I haven't seen any of it. We watched like two episodes together, huh?
Yeah. I've seen it about halfway through and then I've accidentally heard some spoilers, but I haven't seen it because I don't pay for cable,
right?
And I couldn't find it anywhere else,
right? So I wanted to wait to binge the whole thing because that's just what I decided to do. So I'm really excited to watch it and I'm gonna cry. Also,
for sure. gonna sob
so much. Also, I mean, they swept at the Emmys this past weekend,
right?
So hello, they deserve everything. They deserve everything.
Well deserved.
Amen. Love them. Love it all. I remember like seeing the videos of Dan Levy just getting so excited for everyone, like made my heart flutter. I was like, he's perfect.
He's a treasure.
Really, truly. And since it's the finale, we do have a fun game. If you remember from season one finale, we did like a Who Said It quiz. So we have the season two quiz that we're going to do. We haven't looked at any of the quotes, so we hope we pass, especially since season two took us forever to rewatch. We might fail.
Season one was a challenge because we skipped that recording, that one episode. So I was know anything. Season two, like, it's taken us months to get through. Right. And I'm going to be honest, I haven't really rewatched any of the season two episodes since we recorded this.
Nope, none.
So, you know, we might be terrible, but we might be horrible, but we're gonna try.
That being said, we've watched the show over so many times that we might also surprise ourselves. We don't know.
Yeah, and if you know the answer and we say it wrong, just, you know, yell it at your device.
Forgive us. We apologize. We're not perfect. We're human. We make mistakes. Dun dun dun.
There's our disclaimer.
Was that deep? Was that a lot?
Very very deep. All right.
Shall we commence?
Let's do it.
Okay. With the BS for this episode, Johnny and... Wait, what is this episode called again? Happy Anniversary.
Yes.
Boom. Okay. Boom.
Wow.
Anyway, Johnny and Moira celebrate their anniversary with friends. David and Stevie kiss the same guy. And Alexis comes to terms with her breakup with Mutt. Dun, dun, dun. Basic BS.
But it's better than Netflix's summary, I'm sure. So
honestly, I didn't even read it one, so I have no idea.
It's not good.
Okay, well.
I have it on the TV at the moment because I was watching the episode before.
What is it? I want to know now.
It says, Johnny and Moira's anniversary takes a surprising twist. Meanwhile, Alexis and David do a little self-reflection at Mutt's party. I mean, it's not terrible, but it's not.
What is David's self? Okay, whatever. It's fine. The twist part is kind of a good way of putting that for Johnny and Moira. But like, anyway, whatever.
Whatever.
We'll move on. We'll move on
to credits.
All right, hit it. Hit me with the credits.
Here they are.
You did not. I'm dead.
And I did like a hand thing too. And then I was like, why did I do that? I was hoping you wouldn't notice. It's fine.
And you know what? It's fine. It's fine.
Anyway, this episode was directed by Paul Fott. It was written by Dan and Eugene Levy, Chris Posebon, Stephanie Callender, Matt Kippen, David Westfried, and Amanda Walsh. It has a cast of 15 plus a bunch of extra. A crew of 171. It first aired on March 29th, 2016 in Canada and June 1st, 2016 in America.
Canada. Why?
I don't know. These things just happen in evening.
America. Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway, it's fine. It's fine.
They just happen.
It did. It's fine. I love you and I forgive you. With the play-by-play.
Wow. Where do we start, buddy?
We start at the motel. I love this open.
It's a good one.
It's good.
And I must.
Alexis. Oh, go.
I was going to say, I must say I noticed something new for the first time doing my notes with this one, but we'll get to it in a minute.
For this open?
I was excited. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll get to it. So Alexis is on her phone and David's eating breakfast. They're just chilling in their room. Johnny walks in and lets them know that it is his and Moira's anniversary. And basically was like, you should wish your mother a happy anniversary. To which they give him a lot of shit because they're like, well, shouldn't you be saying that to her?
Right. Like, it has nothing to do with them. They're like, why?
Right.
But I mean, fair.
I mean, it's a fair point when you think about it. It's a pretty fair point.
It's not like other people buy them gifts or send them cards on their anniversary. That's a very, you know, coupley celebration.
Right.
No one else
but
did.
Johnny's like, but it's to be courteous, you know, say it to be courteous. To which Dave is like, and says like the Bloomfields
right
throw their parents a party every year for it. But David hits him with, okay, but this family is really weird. What family just skinny dips together?
That
valid.
Really freaks me out that there's a family that would do that.
Like what?
I don't want to see any of my other family members doing that. Like, ew.
It's a lot.
Your family are not the people to go skinny dipping with.
No. Here's the thing.
Mm-mm.
Do I wish my parents a happy anniversary on their anniversary? Absolutely, I do. Do we skinny dip together? No.
Thank goodness.
So there's Ew. The Bloomfields. Interesting.
Yes. Which, do you know what I noticed? It has to do with the Bloomfields. This is the very first time, I've watched this episode a million times. This is the first time that I realized that the Bloomfield is the same name, what's her name? Alexis used. As her lawyer name last episode.
Oh, Angelica Rose Bloomfield and Glickman.
I wonder if that's where she got it from, the incestuous Bloomfield.
Ew, probably.
That's what Moira said.
Be 1,000%. Well, because Moira walks, she like slams the door open.
Oh, her entrance
in the best way.
And those pants. Love her pants.
Oh my god, I love her pants and her hat with the whole ensemble.
The whole thing. It's a
the
look.
Whole thing. I'm like, yes,
I'm
Moira.
Here for it.
So she walks in and she's like, are you ready, John? And the kids just like, happy anniversary.
So sarcastic.
Right. Congratulations on your ongoing love for one another. You did,
you
it.
Did it.
Like they
so
just
you did it. It was amazing.
It was the worst. And literally Moira, without having been there for this conversation, was like, please stop. You sound like the incestuous Bloomfields.
Right.
Like,
to which Johnny
ew.
Was just like,
ew.
Dang it, the kids were right.
Well, and then my thing is like, well, Johnny, are you not bothered by the Bloomfields?
He's an open-minded guy.
Okay, sure, sure. Which is a quote from later in the episode, buddy. Good job.
I did not even realize. Johnny doesn't say that though, right? No, that's not Johnny.
No.
Nope.
No. It,
yes.
But that is a quote. So yes. But anyway.
Right.
Anyway, so
and
that's
love,
a cute open.
I love David's have a blessed day. Like all
right?
Sarcastically as the parents.
I'm so good.
Oh, his attitude.
Man. I think my favorite line from that is, "You did it."
Right. It's great.
He's so funny. Anyway, so we move on to the cafe where Johnny and Moira are sitting and chilling.
Yes.
And the shits walk up, Roland and Jocelyn.
They sure do.
In this really weird, creepy way, almost.
I mean, it's Roland and Jocelyn, so.
Right. Well, I wouldn't describe Jocelyn as creepy, but Roland, like, leans on the table toward Johnny.
Yeah.
And it basically is like, do you guys want to guess what your gift is?
Gift for what?
Right. First of all.
They don't know it's their anniversary yet. So, like, what?
No, but remember he says every council member gets a dinner.
I know, but
he doesn't open with that.
He didn't introduce that before the gift thing, right? It was
no,
so weird.
He didn't. But essentially, they want to take Johnny and Moira to an exclusive eatery.
Eatery.
An eatery in Elmdale. Ooh, they want to take them to dinner, right? Moira's new council member, so they want to get her a dinner. But it's a coupon, 4 entrees for the price of 3.
Oh, boy.
How beautiful.
What a bargain.
Right. And they were like, this would be so fun. And they're like, well, it would be, except it's our anniversary. So Jocelyn is like, okay, you guys are going to want to spend your night together. No big deal. It's great.
Roland.
Why is Roland worried? If the coupon still has 3 weeks on it, still worried about it?
Can't they just go the next week?
Right. Like, can you plan another night? Like, did it have to be tonight?
Apparently, for Roland, he really wanted Elmdale eatery meal.
I don't know.
It's Roland.
It's fine. But essentially, Jocelyn's like, okay, Roland, let it go. Like, let's go, let's go, let's go. And Johnny's like, well, that was right. Johnny's like, that's a close call.
Right.
Could have been a only weird night for them.
If only he knew what was a coming.
If only.
If only.
If only. What happens next? Where do we go?
We go to the motel lobby.
Yes.
Where David is looking at the yearbook from what is it called? Elmdale College. Sorry. No, not college. They're in high school.
Hi.
From Elmdale High School.
Yeah.
I don't know what just happened to my brain.
It's fine. Stevie was very concerned that he had this yearbook opened and was asking him to put it back.
I mean, to be fair, I wouldn't want any of my like new friends now to look at my high school yearbook. Like, the people that knew me then, y'all know how dorky I was. Fine.
Dead.
I'm a little better at hiding it around my newer friends, right? Not always.
Here's the thing. Don't hide your dorkiness, buddy. You're fantabulous.
I'm talking about, like, work friends, you know? Sometimes you can't let your full dork out at work. Some work friends you can, but not all of them.
Not all of them are blessed to see that. Sure.
Anyway.
But David is like, why would I put this back when Stevie was voted the most likely to get the guy?
Stevie Bud.
And what a beautiful picture with her bowl cut.
Whoa. It was a lot. It was a look. But you know,
it's beautiful.
I didn't have great hair in high school either.
No. But okay, wow. But then thanks. Stevie and what did you say? What did I do?
I said I didn't have great hair in high school either. And you said no.
Okay. I think I was responding to something else in my head because I honestly did not hear you say that.
I mean, it's true.
Here's the thing. I feel like we both had really horrible frizzy curly hair in high school that we had not yet learned how to tame.
Truth.
So.
Yes, absolutely.
Boat. Same boat. We are in the same boat. But anyway,
Stevie Bud,
was popular with the guys and the girls, according to David. Done. But as he is being sassy, Stevie is quickly typing out and looking for David Rose's high school yearbook.
The beauty of him being semi-famous is that he has internet presence. And if you look at the little smaller ones, I think those are all actually pictures of Dan Levy. Did you notice?
Were they?
Yeah.
I didn't.
I
noticed that that picture was before his nose job.
True. Because it was similar to the one they distributed when he was missing, right?
Right. But that happened. So he was explaining that that picture got him a 2-episode arc on Dateline.
Oh boy.
And the performance was so riveting that people really thought that he was the guy.
The Value Mart victim.
Yep.
Which, doesn't Dateline cover murders? So how are, or maybe does it do missing persons too? I don't know.
Honestly, I can't tell you.
Okay. Because I was an Unsolved Mysteries person, not Dateline. I know that one, both, but like, how could he be the victim if he's still alive?
I can't tell you things. I can't tell you anything because I have no, I have no clue. Right. But Stevie really tries to be sassy with her response. Well, I bet that got you laid.
It did. It
Which really is a clever, did. Right. It was a clever, sassy response from Stevie, but apparently that 2-episode arc really got David laid.
Did it though?
We don't know. According to him, yes.
Yeah, he's probably... Well,
absolutely, it did. So, anyway,
I believe everything David says.
You know what? That's probably a smart way to go. But at the same time, I feel like sometimes David has no shame in his life, and so like maybe everything is true because Alexis comes out with some like some crazy, crazy things too. Anyway, we'll move on.
Could be. Who knows?
We'll move on. We go to the vet clinic, which I still laughed at myself when I saw the front of the building again. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, come on, Brienne.
I laugh at you every time.
Every time. Anyway.
Yeah.
But we're at the vet clinic.
We what happened? Ted.
Oh, my God.
I love Ted. I love Ted in this episode. Well, every episode, though. You know, I just love him.
Right. He has some good moments in this episode, though, for sure. So he, like, walks up to Alexis, who's with a... person, client, whatever you want to call them, and he tries to be clever about like making a joke basically about her asking to leave early,
right?
And she's like, oh my god, are you like telepathic?
I really wanted to do that.
Oh my god. And he was like, okay, well, it was a joke, but okay, thanks.
She's the worst employee,
right? And so he talks to Alexis and is like, are you going to Mutt's soiree?
Question.
Right, hit me.
Why is Ted invited to Mutt's soiree?
That is my question.
Like, it's been said that Mutt hates Ted. Like, we know this. So why are you inviting him to the party?
Mutt has said he hates Ted.
Right. So that makes no sense to me. But okay.
Right. I was very thrown off by it.
Maybe he just heard about it from, like, someone in town that's, like, an everybody's welcome thing.
But also, or maybe, or was Mutt being a dick on purpose?
Well, that's usually his thing, so probably that.
Right, but was he like, I'm not going to invite Alexis, but I'm going to invite Ted?
Probably. That seems like a Mutt thing to do.
Anyway.
He's awful.
So, essentially, you find out that Alexis was not invited, and she's very thrown off by all of it.
Yeah.
And it's funny because Ted is like, should I go? Should I not go? I would have to throw all self-respect out the window.
Right.
And Alexis literally does not care because she's so focused on like, well, what time is the party at?
Yeah. She's so focused on herself because he's right on about like this pride issue. And she's just like, I'm sure Mutt wouldn't mind if you were there, as if that were the issue. Like, she still does not understand, I think.
She's not listening.
For him. Yeah.
Right. She's not listening, so period.
Selfish still sometimes.
She's had a moment. This was a moment of hers for sure.
Yeah.
So Ted was invited to Mutt's party and Alexis was not. Dun, dun, dun.
So sad.
I know. Then we move to the cafe again where Moira is blowing out her cupcake candle.
It's the saddest little thing.
It's adorable. You know.
I know. Something. Compared to what they're used to. She just has this tiny, it has like pink frosting. You know, it's probably a terrible cupcake because it's from the cafe.
Right. And that's why she assumes that it's a precursor to something more grand planned.
But why does she assume? Because she knows the state that the family's in. Johnny does not have a job. How is he supposed to pay for anything? Like, why would she assume? You'd think she'd know, like, this year we're not making a big deal of it. But she...
But...
bullies him into
Moira is also somewhat self-obsessed.
Somewhat.
Well,
completely.
I was trying to be nice. Essentially, like in a moment like this, in a celebratory moment, like she's not going to pay attention to that.
I suppose. Like,
she's just not, you know what I mean? But here's my thing. I want to know why Johnny wasn't like, no, bro, like We can't.
I don't know. He probably felt bad because, you know, lives have been so terrible. He wants to do something nice for her, so he's going to try to figure it out. So he lies about the restaurant.
He's like, he uses the Elmdale Eatery and is right. like, you know, we have a reservation.
I love how Moira knows he's lying, like, right away, like the one Roland just mentioned. Like, he's such a bad liar.
Right. But also, the way that she describes it, a lady and a tramp meets 9.5 weeks dinner date.
Yeah.
What?
Not going to lie, I had to Google what 9.5 weeks was about because I never saw that one. And whoa. Okay. Have you seen that movie?
No.
I've never seen it, but I read the little synopsis and I was just like, that is not what I thought it was. For some reason, I thought it was about like zombies or vampires or something. That must be a completely different movie. It has nothing to do with that.
What?
Isn't there like a, maybe not. I don't know, y'all. It just was not what I expected. Because I expected like some sort of like supernatural kind of movie. And it was not that at all.
Now I'm curious as to what supernatural movie you're thinking it is.
It'll come to me later and
we'll figure it out. Anyway, Moira was hoping for something more grand plan, and Johnny had to pull something out of his ass, essentially.
Yep.
So then we move to the Elmdale Eatery.
It's called the Elmdale Inn, even. It's literally...
Thank you for recognizing that, because I did not know what it was called.
Yeah, it's on the little brick wall out front. It's literally an inn. That's the fancy restaurant. That's terrible. That's like,
you know what? That's all I've got.
Western and eat.
That's all they've got. It's fine.
Yeah. So
it's Johnny and Moira walk in all fancy. Rose party for two, and that waitress just really laid it all out there.
Yes, yeah, she did
had
not,
no qualms.
She did not play along at all. Like, oh,
no,
so we had
she
a
was like, oh yeah. I'm so glad we had that. You called this afternoon. No, I made this weeks ago.
Sure you did.
For sure. But it's cute because Moira just swings it to a compliment, like, you always knew how to get the table last minute.
Yeah.
Which was nice. But then Bev and Dawn walk in.
Yeah, oh my gosh. The way they greet each other though is so dramatic.
It's a lot.
And like Moira especially goes from one to the other. Bev gives like giant hug and then she does the Dawn. Like the big yell.
Like both both of them literally went from like 0 to 100 real quick.
It was
and
so
like
much.
And it's an obvious mask to like appease their friends, but like, you know, I want to know if these two are so fancy, why the fuck are they there?
Because they were driving their kid to college, remember?
Where is this kid going to school?
I don't know.
First of all.
But they said they were taking like the roundabout way home.
The scenic route? Like, what?
I don't know. They're rich. They can do whatever they want.
It's fine. But Moira and Johnny are stunned. They're trying to be happy, but you can see in that very last moment that like it's sinking in that they're going to have to
like
talk.
The panic, because they're going to have to explain their lives.
Right. Right. Exactly. But anyway, we move on to Mutz.
To the ball.
Where here's the thing. Mutz's party is packed.
Yes. For someone
who are all these people?
I don't know. Eric's there. Twyla's there. And a bunch of random people we'll never see again.
This is one long street town.
I mean, maybe they're from Elmdale too. Maybe Mutt has some friends in Elmdale we don't know about, even though he really never talked to anybody.
I guess.
Oh, no.
But David's at a table trying to make himself a little cocktail. And this tall, handsome man walks up to him.
Mm-hmm.
And is telling him he wouldn't do that because Mutt makes his ice cubes from well water.
And they smell fishy.
Fishy. Gross.
That's disgusting.
Why would you do that for a party?
I mean, I don't know. It's Mutt.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's all he had, I guess.
It's fine. But David and Jake introduce themselves and he's basically like, nice to meet you, handsome.
Yeah, he flirty, got real flirty real fast.
Right. Did you notice that David's sweater looks like that thing? Like that eye test thing?
No, I did not notice.
The roar.
Rorschach?
That.
I did not notice that.
Is that what that is?
What did you see in this sweater?
It was just a lot of white.
Because isn't the Rorschach blob test like the one where you're supposed to see a picture of some sort?
Is it a test? But like, but it looks like a, like this thing. Like everyone can see.
I can't even see what you're talking about.
I know. But I just Googled it, the image, and like this is what it looked like to me, was like the blot test.
Okay. I'm pretty sure they're flowers, buddy. I just looked at it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I have the episode on my TV as we record. I'm pretty sure they're flowers.
It looks like the test, but that's fine. Anyway.
It's a nice
sweater. That's not very important, I guess. Anyway.
But, you know.
But anyway, so he sees Stevie walking in.
How many times did you just say, but anyway?
Like seven, whoa, I'm sure.
That's a lot. But yes.
I don't think it was seven, but yeah. Stevie walks in looking. She looks good in that black dress and heels. Like she was ready to party and have a good time.
Sure is.
David awkwardly escapes Jake.
Right. Like the way he walked away right after Jake said his little flirty comment, I'm like, that's a little rude.
He was thrown off. Like he did not know how to handle that flirtation.
Yeah, apparently.
But anyway, so he walks over there and they talk about Jake, who they end up making this like weird bet.
Yeah, it's real weird.
Like this weird bet on like who Jake is into,
right?
Because Stevie, like, I guess something has happened before where Stevie has noticed Jake's also into her, maybe.
Must have. She knows him, so
I don't know. But what I love is how David is like, having swam in both ponds, right. I think I can judge this a little bit better than you.
Yeah.
I'm not so dead.
Sure about that, but
no. But they make their little pact and they basically like, you can like, they're both going to be flirting with Jake. And then by the end of the night, they're going to see who Jake is into.
Right.
And I love that. Like she fixes her boobs a little nervously.
Yeah. Cause it's a different way to see Stevie. You don't really see her like that.
No.
Very much.
She looks so good though. Like she was ready to have a good time. And she even said that in their conversation. She was like, I want to have a good time. Love it. Why not? We go back to the Elmdale Inn.
Yes, we do.
Where Bev is telling some stupid story about other rich people and there's a stuffed bison and like things that I don't care about.
It doesn't sound fun. Like it's not fun.
No.
It doesn't even sound like one of those you had to be there. I'm like, that just sounds dumb.
And they even said that, like, you should have been there. And Johnny's like, I wish we could have been. And I'm like, do you though? Because like, what even happened here?
Right. It's so awkward.
Super uncomfortable.
The writers picked a really good name for the person, Borden. Cause doesn't that just sound like a rich people name? Borden. You don't hear that. I don't know. That just caught my attention for some reason that was the guy's name.
I mean, sure.
Okay. Well, do you know anybody named Borden?
No.
Okay. Because to me, it's like a rich people name, or it reminds me of Lizzie Borden, and then neither one is good.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's what it made me think of when I heard it.
Buddy.
What?
You're funny. Okay. I don't think that I gave much
thought.
I thought Bev and Dawn were annoying names, and so that worked for me. Those I did not like me. Those names. Okay, well, anyway. it's just the whole conversation is like you can tell, like, they just no longer vibe with these people. Like, they're not vibing with them and they don't care about them as much.
Yeah.
But Roland and Jocelyn walk in, dun, 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 and they're very offended, but they're smiling. Like, they're being polite about it, but like, Roland is calling them out, and good for him. Like, I think good on Roland for calling them out on it.
Yes, for sure.
Essentially, like, he's like, are we intruding? But they're not intruding. And and Johnny in his discomfort is like, why don't you join us? And they all end up sitting together cozy at one table.
Super awkward.
So you know that something's gonna happen at this dinner. Oh,
for sure. Because it was already uncomfortable.
Right.
And this is just worse.
And adding Roland to the mix is just...
Because, you know, Jocelyn can kind of go along with things, but Roland,
right,
he's usually not very good at that.
Not so much. Right.
Yeah.
And although, so, yeah, you can see on Johnny and Moira's face, they're like, okay,
yeah,
something yeah. is going to happen here.
Right.
We go back to Mutt's.
Party! Sorry, that's what I have in my notes.
And Alexis walks in this beautiful white dress.
Oh my gosh, she looks gorgeous.
Also, she gorgeous. Looks stunning. With the hair for sure.
And the necklace for sure. wearing, it just all works. It's so pretty.
And this is not important, but I really liked the song that was playing in that moment.
Same!
Yeah, oh I even gosh. Looked it up and downloaded it.
Okay, I had it in my head after you sent me the link to start our recording today. Like, mm-hmm. we mute ourselves on our little video call, so we're, like, mm-hmm. in silence. I was literally, like, dancing to that song in my head while I was waiting for the app to
load. Yes! It's a good one. I just really liked it. I was like, okay, and I think that's, like, they don't, and the show doesn't do that very often. There's not a lot of, like, there's not a lot of music used. Like, there's yeah. underscore, obviously, but not a lot. And not so a- I was, like, it was really noticeable that they did that. But, I mean, yeah. they're at a party, so there's music playing. So, like, it makes sense.
Yeah, I heard it for her entrance too, just the feeling of the songs.
Yes, and like all the lights. Like I really like, I love the lights and how they decorated the barn. Like it looked yeah. really good.
They did great.
But Mutt sees her and walks over. It's really awkward. He was like, yeah. is it weird that I'm here? No, it's not weird that you're here. Are you weirded out that you're here? And then, no, it's fine. It's fine. And basically,
yeah.
and then he tells her that she looks good. I basically came from work. Like she's being flirty.
Like that's what she wears to the vet's office. Okay.
Right. Okay. But then a pretty lady walks over mm-hmm. to Mutt and says that they're what, like out of ice or whatever?
Something like that.
Something.
I don't really
But this is whatever. This is Mutt's new girlfriend, Tennessee/Tallahassee.
Right. Right.
Right. She's pretty. She's this obvious opposite of Alexis. She's like mm-hmm. dark hair, well spoken, like and it,
outdoorsy.
You know,
outdoorsy.
Yeah. Alexis compares her to a mermaid, so like very, very different.
Yeah.
And like Alexis is like, oh, I guess the way that Mutt had described Alexis to Tennessee was like a little poem.
Right.
First of all, what? Ew.
That makes no sense.
Alexis her judgy tone like, the whole time is right. gross.
She's like, I like little.
Right. Like little, thank you so much. You're like a really pretty poem too, like a mermaid.
Oh, it's so awkward.
It's a lot. She notices that Mutt is growing his beard back out mm-hmm. and he's like, well, she likes it.
That was
this was the issue.
Such an awful thing to say. I mean, that was not their main issue. That was just like, you know, it represented the issue.
It was the catalyst.
Like, yeah. Well, yeah, the conversation about the beard is what set everything off. But it's just like, why would you say that? Like Alexis's opinion was not important when they were together.
No. And that's the thing is that like, that's what makes this hard for Alexis is that like, how does she not take that offensively? Like, how does she not take
yeah.
that as like, oh, so it was me kind of a thing. Like that's no just work. A dick move right there. But anyway, so yeah. like she like makes her way, like she makes her excuse to go away. She's going to go get a drink. She calls her Tallahassee on accident.
On purpose, let's be honest.
Or on purpose, let's be honest. But it's super funny. And when she walks away, this bitch literally goes, she's cute in like a really judgy tone. Like, ew,
yeah.
go away, Tennessee.
Hate get out. Already.
I don't like. And, you know, it's fine. She's with Mutt. She can yeah. have Mutt. I don't like Mutt.
We don't like either one. So it's fine.
Nope. But anyway, guess what time it is?
Appreciation break.
Yes. All right, buddy. Oof. What are you appreciative of today?
This week, I am appreciative of exercise, which I know sounds weird because I don't really like to exercise. But last week and this week, I've been working out on my lunch break and I've actually been really enjoying it, which is not usual for me. I'm not a sporty person at all, but I mm-hmm. found like these like bar workouts, you know,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
are perfect for me, the former dancer.
Yes.
And
yes.
I feel like a lot better at the end of the
Good.
Day, especially like now that I'm working from home and like sitting all day.
Right.
It's like nice to have that in the middle of the day to like move around
yeah.
and I've been enjoying that.
Love that. Physical movement is so important right now when people can't do a lot. Like it's so good.
Yeah. I've been loving it.
Love that.
What is yours?
So this week in general right now, I'm actually, so I have gotten like super into astrology. and this is like not new, but I'm like really into it right now, and like understanding that like we're in a really weird energy globally right now, and like learning how to like decipher that has been really interesting for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm just really enjoying it. I'm learning how to read like birth charts and things like that. So like it's been like a fun thing to do on the side. But I've just been enjoying it. It like it's cool.
Yay.
Astrology's pretty cool. That's about it. That's all I have to say about that.
The one. Like it.
Boom. I like it.
I like it.
Yeah. Always find things that make you happy as time goes, especially right now.
Yep. No matter how small it is.
Tis.
Okay. Wow. We need to get off that.
Done. I laugh. All right. Well, anyway, appreciation break is
over.
Ooh. We did not plan that, but that was good.
Look at us go.
Look at us being friends for forever.
Yep. You know what? I thought of this at the beginning because this episode is called Happy Anniversary. Our friendiversary is coming up pretty quick.
It is.
Not too far away. Another year down.
More than half our life now, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes. Yes, it is.
That just sounds like so much. But yes, we've been friends for more than half our lives.
Wow. Whoa.
But here we are.
That's
killing it.
That's so nice, though. What a blessing.
It is, isn't it? And that's the appreciation break.
Yes. Friendship.
Friendship. I love friendship.
Love it. Yes. I won't cry. Okay. Anyway, we'll move on. We'll move on with the play-by-play.
We go back to the restaurant, right?
We do. Yes, we do. Let's see. Roland asks whether or not they've ordered yet because he needs to present the coupon.
Right. And Johnny, right off the bat, is just like, I don't know what that means. Like, he's already pretending that he's
right. Not. Moira calls him ironic. Like, what?
Yeah. Was not happy about that moment. And, I was just like, really, Johnny?
Right. Even well, and it was so confusing because Jocelyn was like, what? Like, you could see it in her face. She's like, I don't.
Because I think she realized, like, oh, they're going to pretend we're not who we are.
Basically. Right. But Bev like changes the subject and is like, so where are y'all living right now? And Moira really tries to lie here.
Yeah.
They live in a rustic ranch style
bungalow.
And it's funny because like Jocelyn and Roland, like they're not cashing the lie, but they're adding to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they don't understand like.
Especially Roland. Like, Roland, I really think, doesn't understand.
Right,
like,
right.
How many bedrooms? He's just like, 10.
Right. Well, and Jocelyn's like, it's very nice. Plenty of parking. There's TV in every room.
Yeah.
They talk about Stevie being the only staff, but she does an adequate job. Like, they're not catching the lie, but they are adding to it for sure.
I feel like Jocelyn got it a little bit, though.
Toward the end,
I feel like she was getting it and, like, playing along. Just because she's a nice person.
That's fair, yeah.
But Roland had no clue what was happening.
No. This is when I noticed also Moira's frog brooch.
Oh, you hadn't noticed it yet.
Well, I had noticed the brooch, but I wasn't sure what it was until now. And I was like, that's a frog, Moira.
Quite prominent. She has a lot of brooches.
Yes, brooches are her thing, or one of her things. But anyway, so they're talking about that, and then Bev wants to tell them a funny story.
Which we know is not going to be funny.
Nope, because it's Bev and Dawn. And she says that on their way there, first of all, where were they? Where they had to drive through Schitt's Creek to get to this Elmdale Inn.
That one little road they had to pass.
Anyway, the funny story is that as they were on their way to this restaurant, they drove through Schittstown.
Right. And then Don like, corrects her. No, it was Schittsville.
And by the looks of it, it was living up to its name.
Yeah.
And they think that they're the funniest people on the planet Earth right now.
And don't seem to notice no one else is laughing.
No, right. And even Johnny's like, okay, well, let's not go for the low-hanging fruit.
Right.
And Roland, who's like up and ready to to defend his town, is like, no, these are jokes. Let's hear more jokes.
Mm-hmm. It's not going well this dinner.
Nope. Johnny gets super uncomfortable as he drinks his drink, and that's that.
Yeah. Yikes.
And then we get back to Mutt's. Alexis is watching Mutt and Tennessee dance.
What are they doing? Like,
I don't care.
The way they're dancing,
let them dance
like that. But fine, I don't know. That Whatever. Seems like an odd way to be dancing at a grown-up
honestly,
party.
Honestly,
it's like a middle school.
All movie. The dancing in this episode, like, no one really knows how to dance in this episode.
Okay, we're gonna talk about the dancing at the end though, because I have notes on that.
I have notes on the dancing. Anyway, Alexis is watching them dance, but Ted walks up saying that he's having more fun than he thought. Ted!
This conversation, though, I just love this.
You know what? I'm really proud of Ted for this conversation.
Yes.
Yes, it's amazing. Well, because he was so honest. So essentially, Alexis turns around and is like, how did you handle our breakup?
Right.
And because she was like, it just seemed like you got over it so quickly, which was really annoying. And he was like, no. And he was honest about like how much he was struggling and how
he couldn't stop crying.
Reminding her that he had to go on their honeymoon without her.
Right.
And was just like, he was just honest and open with her, which I really appreciated.
Yeah.
And he explains that his instructor at the Los Pasiones.
That pronunciation, though, I'm sorry. Awful.
That's horrible.
It was horrible.
But I mean, I'm sure it was on purpose, but it was hilarious.
I know. I was just like, oh, Ted. Oh, sweet Ted.
Oh, sweet Ted.
The Passions. What was his name? Whatever it was.
But the advice was that you just get through it.
Yeah.
Got to get through it. Essentially telling Alexis, like, you just got to get through it. Like, it's going to take time. Like,
yeah.
It's going to take time.
Yeah.
And ends it by asking her for a staff dance.
It was sweet. It was real sweet.
Super sweet, Ted. Yeah. Like, and he is in a better place, which helps. Yes. And so I'm proud of him in general for being in a better place and, like, actually, like, you know, getting through it, like you said.
Like the Los Pasiones instructor said.
Oh, my God.
I think that conversation was so good, though, and, like, so important. Because I think sometimes we forget that just because people look like they're doing fine, right. Not mean, because like Alexis really thought he was fine the whole time, but I mean, we saw him like crying in Johnny's arms, and like, you know, right. Going on a honeymoon alone is not going to be fun. So like,
no. He said that he cried all the time.
I think it was nice that he was honest and was just like, just because I look fine does not mean I was fine. Like,
right.
I was horrible.
Right.
So I appreciated Ted.
Same.
Helping her.
It was a good one. It was a good one.
Yeah. And there's Stephanie, real cute.
Right. My God. And then we move on where David is eating some chips and dip.
Shame eating, he says.
Right.
Shame eating in private.
Well, Jake walks over and hands him a napkin. And David's all shocked that he's there. And is like, oh, I thought I was shame eating in private.
Right. And I'm like, David, you're at a party. There is no private. You're surrounded by people.
Right. But also, like, did he have to say, I thought it was shame eating? Because then even Jake is like, what's shame eating? And he's like, we don't have time for that tonight.
I think that's just like David's thing, though.
David's so honest. Like he's like extra with his honesty.
Yeah. But anyway, I love it. Jake invites him outside.
Right. Well, and it's because the entire time he's like looking for Stevie because he's like, she needs to see this.
That Jake came to me.
Right, where is she? And he like can't find her even as they're walking outside to get air.
Yeah, so where
he can't find her.
Actually, we do find out later where she is, don't we? Yes, we do.
We do find out later where she went. But we go back to the eatery.
Yes. And Ben's complaining about the wine.
Yep. Let me just say before we move into this is one of my favorite scenes. Period. Like of the whole series, this is one of my favorite scenes.
It is a really good one.
It's a good one.
It was like so well written and so well acted. Like the whole thing was just
amazing. So great. So Bev is complaining about the wine. Jocelyn is like staring at her with all the disdain because she's like, are you ew? Like Jocelyn does not like her. Yep. They ask Roland what he does, and this bitch says something in agriculture from the looks of it.
Right.
Ew.
And Roland's face just like hurts me a little bit. Like he's just like offended. Like that's so rude.
Like rightfully so.
Yeah, because he's done nothing to these people. Like he's been nothing but polite. Like so awful.
Right.
And I love Jocelyn for little head yes. moves. Like actually, he's the mayor. And Roland's right. little smile. Like
she holds so much pride in him, and that makes him so happy.
Yeah, that was really sweet.
It's a good moment.
And then stupid Bev.
But then Bev, being a bitch, is like, not Shitsville, I hope.
That was like the last straw for Johnny then. Because Johnny was like,
oh my God.
All right.
No, the last straw was when Don goes, what do you even call someone from Shitsville? A shitter? A shithead?
Right. You're right. Ew. I said that.
Ew.
The worst.
But then Johnny speaks up and is like, okay, hold up. And Moira tries to stop him, but he like literally can't take it anymore. Literally can't take it anymore because like, ew.
It's awful.
Right. Well, and then Bev and Don are like, well, it's just a joke, Johnny. Like, no big deal. And Johnny is honest, and he finally like speaks up about how like all they've done all night is complain about the horrible food and mm-hmm. judge everything in front of their friends, which yeah. was a beautiful moment because
right. he gestured to Roland and Jocelyn when he said they're right. friends. I was like, yes. I love
right.
it.
And so they nice. And oh my, and they were so touched by it. Like Roland yeah. and Jocelyn's reactions to this whole thing are beautiful.
Yeah.
Great. But literally like calling Don out for like pretending this entire time that they didn't leave the roses high and dry with everything that happened.
Right.
They didn't help them, they didn't call them, not a nickel.
Nothing.
And Moira tries to keep her cool and get Johnny to calm down, but Johnny's like, no, I fucking love it. He yeah. gave them nothing, but yeah. Jocelyn Roland gave of what little they have. Oh my gosh. The yeah. way that he like repeats himself, I'm just like crying at
it
this point.
It was beautiful. Yeah, I love how you pointed out, like, they don't have a lot, but they've done everything for the Rose.
Right. They've given them everything they can. And I love, and then fucking, they even offered to take them to dinner tonight.
Right.
And then Roland's like, well, to be clear.
And I love Jocelyn just like, Roly, no.
Right. No.
Standing and then
Moira just laughed. Like, that's when Moira was finally like, okay, you're right. We are here yeah, doing this.
That's what it is.
Uh-huh. And then he was like, and that town that you pass through is not called Shitsville. It's called Shits Creek. And it's where we live.
Yep. My Boom! Cap, Johnny.
Oh my God.
That was good. I was so proud.
And then I love how Jocelyn and Roland both look at Don like, what are you going to say to that?
Yeah.
What are you going to say to that?
Exactly. Yeah. Jocelyn's face in particular was really good at the end of the speech.
Eugene Levy like just did such a beautiful job with that moment.
Yeah. He killed it.
Love it. Love
that is such a good scene. Such a good scene.
Yep. I cry every time. I'm just like, yes.
Snap, I get little goosebumps. Snap. I don't cry, but I get little goosebumps on my arms.
Yes. It's such a good moment.
Yeah, I love it.
Yep.
Needed to be said.
Yes, absolutely. It did. Like, yes, Johnny, stick up for your friends. And like, it's a beautiful moment because like, we'll talk about it. I'll get there. We go back to Mutt's. Where Jake and David are standing outside the barn.
Yeah. This is such a good like callback to the earlier episode where David's like, so do you drink red wine or white wine? Right? I loved that. I was like, oh, that's
love better. It so much. And like, yeah. of course, Jake doesn't get it. He's like, no, I'm more of a beer guy.
Because I mean, you wouldn't get it unless you'd known.
Unless you were there for it. Yeah. Right. But he's like, I have to get going. I work at, I have work in the morning, work in a wood shop. And then David tells a stupid story about some random chick who nailed her hand in high school.
And I know. I love how he's just like, so the lesson is just don't nail your hand to stuff.
Right. Well, he's so awkward. He doesn't know what to say. And so he just like goes off. And
I love him.
It's adorable. And then Jake, like, literally just stops and kisses him as he's talking.
Yep. And invites him to his shop.
Right. Well, here's my thing. Why does he have to say I'm an open-minded guy? Like, obviously, you just kissed him. Like, whatever. Like, you don't need to explain.
I don't know.
It's fine. Jake. Whatever. He's an open-minded guy, and David should stop by the shop sometime.
Right.
The best part about this is that David literally goes, I knew it, and runs back into the bar.
The way David runs, though, is one of my favorite things ever.
Oh, my God. It is the greatest. I literally can't.
The way, like, his arms and just the way his leg moves. It's like, what is he doing?
And it's because it started as, like, a little, like, fast-paced walk into a jog into the run. And I'm like, okay, David.
It was adorable. I loved it.
Right, I loved it. But he goes inside and he finds, like, faded Stevie talking to faded Twyla. Both of them are just like, what?
That's where they were earlier.
Right. That, yep. You find out that some townies got them high.
Yeah.
And Twyla's only tidbit here is that those boys actually did burn a bridge last year. It's a good thing they're not as bored.
Right. I love how she says that and then just kind of, like, wanders off, too.
She just walks, like, away.
I'm like, okay, Twyla.
She's perfect. I love her so much.
Yeah.
She's great. But anyway, yeah. So David is, like, explaining that Jake kissed him.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve is like, really? What makes you think that? Nah. But we find out that she also kissed Jake tonight.
Wait. Can we talk about David's explanation, though? Because we met outside the bar. And then he literally explains to her what kissing is.
Like, right.
Because our mouths gestures touched. And everything. Our mouths touched out behind the barn.
Right. Well, and then she's like, but I kissed him too.
I know, and her little finger movement. I was just like, oh.
Right. Geez. And then, like, and then he's like, well, that didn't happen. And she's like, who's to say? And then she walks away, like, in this, like, with her arms, like, doing that weird dance thing.
I don't know what she's doing.
Right. It was hilarious. But then David goes, like, did he invite you to his woodshop?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
I love that line.
Realizes that didn't sound what I wanted it to sound.
Nope. And then he stops himself. It's such a good line. So funny.
David.
And then we get to this last scene. We're still at Mutt's.
Everyone's dancing.
Everyone's dancing. Stevie and Twyla are bouncing around. David's just chilling. Alexis is behind him, chilling with a cup in her hand.
Yeah.
And Moira and Johnny walk in.
Yes, they do. Followed by Roland.
Yep. Yep, they're falling behind, and Johnny goes, it smells like grass in here.
And the kids are just mortified.
They are not okay. This is not okay.
Like, this is the worst possible thing.
It's so cute. But then they pull the kids toward them, and Moira basically goes, like, you guys know that we hold great affection for you, right? To which Johnny replies,
just tell them, Moira.
Just tell them. So she says, we love you both very much. To which Alexis replies,
love you too.
Love you too. And then they stare at David.
No pressure. But he reluctantly.
Waiting for him to say it.
Reluctantly says it.
He does. He's a little eye roll, but, like, he does it with a smile. Like, he means it when he says it.
I think he's just annoyed they stared at him to make him say it.
Right. They, like, made him do it.
Yeah.
But it's so cute. And then it's just like, go.
Can we just, like, make a little, like, mental note of this moment, though, for the season four finale? Just mental note this moment.
Okay.
All right.
I will try to remember this. But anyway, I just thought, so, like, after they say I love you, then they all start dancing. And I think,
it's
like,
so cute.
It is, okay, it is literally some beautiful camera work because, like, every shot, like, it's focused on someone, but then they're all, like, they're all there together. Like, you see Stevie, Twyla, Ted, Mutt, and Jocelyn, and Roland are dancing. So well, it's just, it's a beautiful ending moment, and, like, I love it. And just, like, ending on David's face.
Perfect.
Tears.
Could I just be, like, okay, first of all, for David, just lovely to see him happy. But then I also always think of just, like, Dan Levy and how proud he must be of this, like, show and environment that he's created. So I think that's why it gets me, is because I'm just like, Dan Levy probably actually felt, like, so, like, happy and proud in that moment.
Right.
So good.
Also, it's beautiful.
Can we just talk about how all of the dances they are doing like fit with their characters perfectly? Did you notice the dances they were doing? Like Ted
I
with
love
dorky
that.
snaps. I'm like, yes, Ted would be a snapper. And then there's like Twyla with like the hand movement thing.
Right. And then Stevie just like bouncing in the background, like
and
all awkward like.
Johnny's like little raise the roof. And
oh my God.
I'm like, dorky dad dance.
And Moira like not really dancing, but just kind of like
kind of
there.
Blending in with everybody. Yes. And then Roland and Jocelyn with the like lasso. I'm like, yep.
Right.
Everybody's got their characters down. Right.
I love it. I loved it. I really loved that ending scene.
So great. It's one of my favorite series. That whole
thing.
Like basically from the restaurant where Johnny tells them off through the end of the episode is just like
so good.
My favorite.
I know. I mean, Bunny. So what was your standout shit for this episode?
Johnny, obviously. I think that was an easy choice.
Same.
Just, you know, obvious reason.
I loved it just because he stood up to Dawn, which was amazing. But I think that like the beautiful part was that like he realized like the gift that they have in this town, like how fortunate they are to have this town. Like it's like
and the people supporting them. Yeah.
Right.
I think that was the first moment he truly appreciated Roland and Jocelyn's friendship because he's kind of just been taking it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think he really realized like, oh, wow, they're doing way more than they need to for me.
Right. Well, and you know, like Roland's an annoying person. So like
but
for sure.
Johnny
and like that
sometimes
that's been the focus for Johnny is that like, oh, Roland, but like he's realizing that like he actually needs them. He needs them.
Yeah.
The family needs them. So it's I agree with you 1,000%. What about your favorite moment?
My favorite moment is all the dancing at the end. Just watching all the different characters dance is my fave.
I would say that ending scene when Moira, like that whole scene from Moira and Johnny walking in and like the I love you exchange plus all the dancing. Like I just, that scene gets me emotional every time I watch it.
Yes, it's a great one.
It's a
so
good one.
So we have the same standouts and favorites this time.
We did. Look at us.
I don't think that's
I feel like these are just obvious ones though. Like this episode, like
these are easy picks.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me pull up the game.
Let's do it.
So okay, it is a Who Said It?
Brianna's
again,
going
remember
to
our disclaimer.
It took us like 5 months to record this season.
Right, so we might fail. Shall we?
Yeah, so Brianne's going to read the quote, and then we're both going to try to figure out who said it, right?
Who said it, yes. So let's see. Okay, oh my God. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Why can't I read? Okay. Your hands are so soft for someone who does nothing but manual labor.
This is not going to go well.
Nope.
I already don't know.
Your hands are so soft for someone who does nothing but who does manual labor in Finding David.
Oh, in Finding David, the Amish people?
I mean,
David probably said it to the Amish people. Right?
Ray? I feel like, nope, that was false.
Oh, who did you click on?
I clicked on Ray.
No, it's David. I'm pretty sure that one's David.
All right, whatever. We're moving on. Yeah, we have a coupon. 4 entrees for the price of 3. It expires. Oh, Jocelyn said that.
We just did that episode, so we better get that one right.
So we know for sure. Okay, Jocelyn, boom. Okay, from episode 4, estate sale. Well, I'm actually in really good hands because this man has a woman's touch.
Oh, my gosh. Buddy, I don't know. I'm doing so poorly.
This man has a woman's touch.
Oh, wait. I do know. I do know. I lie. It's Roland because it's when he and David are shopping together.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yep. You were right. Okay. From episode 6. Honestly, I have no money and an empty purse from 2 seasons ago. Oh, Alexis said that.
Alexis. Yep.
Okay. Against a stick sale. David, the pedals make it move more. Alexis.
That moment is
love it. Okay, from the motel guest. A creative solution would be a lobotomy to make one forget they like nice things. That's
okay.
That's for sure, Moira.
Moira.
Anything dramatic like that is Moira. Okay.
Right.
From Moira's nudes. I'm loving this Q&A, but I think what's important right now is my positive attitude. Oh, that's Alexis.
Alexis at the job interview.
Okay. From the candidate. When I go missing, just feel free to tell people that the last place I was seen was at a sketchy bar on the outskirts of town meeting randoms.
That's David, right?
Yes. Yes. I believe it's David.
Thinking
yep.
Stevie?
Yep.
All right. We're doing milk better money. Now. We're getting there.
We're doing better. Milk money. Well, maybe you're used to being on the wrong side of the law, but I, for one, am not going to prison. Gwen has already told me she won't wait for me.
Won't wait for me. Bob! I love
him. Oh, God, Bob.
I miss him. We need some more episodes with him.
I know. Okay, the candidate. No, she is going to a bar to have her needs met by some lovely gentleman she's yet to meet who's cute enough to sleep with but not nearly mature or stable enough to marry.
Stevie.
Is that Stevie saying that, or are we talking about Stevie?
I'm pretty sure it's Stevie talking about herself in the third person, because it's like that conversation where David invites himself to the bar.
You're right. Yeah. You were right. Yeah. Okay. From Jazz Gals. I love this episode. It's a big wooden box with the words tools to make a cedar chest carved into the side of it. Stevie.
Come on. That's Stevie sass for sure.
I love it. Okay. From Lawn Signs. Well, if I find out that you're accusing me of doing something I didn't do, then I'm going to accuse you of making false accusations.
Oh, gosh.
That was Roland, right? Roland said that?
Okay, let's go Roland.
Because Johnny is the one accusing him.
They accused each other of things, didn't they?
It was Roland.
Okay, cool.
Okay, the candidate. If Jocelyn can do it, anyone can. Oh, damn, that's Moira.
Moira. What a bee.
Right. Okay, Jazz Gals. Well, you can apologize to Mr. Simpson until the cows come home, but I don't see how that is going to help Dick Simpson. Is that Bob?
Bob.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's after Johnny sold Dick Simpson's car.
Yes. Okay, the motel guest. Hello, everyone. I'm Moira Rose, and I know famous people, so I really can't talk to the common folk. Excuse me all coming through. Oh,
Is that Roland?
Yeah, that's Roland making fun of her.
I'm Moira Rose.
Okay, Bob's Bagels. Well, I can say with complete certainty that I see literally nothing but potential in your store, David. He's talking to Wendy. Lawn Signs. The other day, I called another driver an effing moron. I didn't say the F word, but I said effing. That's Jocelyn.
And that's just not like me. For sure, Jocelyn.
Okay, and Lawn Signs. It seems I have overshot my budget with some of the changes you've been implementing, which is not your fault. You were my mistake.
Wendy! You were my mistake. I take full credit for.
Okay, happy anniversary. I don't care what snarky remarks you kids are going to make under your breath tonight. We are dancing as a family. Is that Moira?
I think it's Johnny.
Okay. You were right. Okay.
Yes.
Estate sale. You know, one of my mom's boyfriends had a really great trick. He used to say, one foot on the ground, one foot on the pedal. Now get the hell out of here. Twyla!
Twyla, of course.
All right, finding David. If there's one thing David knows, it's the street value of a woman's bag. Moira.
Moira.
All right, from Milk Money. You would make a terrible drug dealer, Mr. Rose. That's Twyla, right? Yeah. The candidate. In case you wake up in a chair with your hands duct taped together, you can snap the duct tape by just raising your hands over your head and then bring them down really hard.
That's a good tip.
It is. Thanks, Alexa. All right, from Bob's Bagels. A good recommendation, sir. This is also going to be a smash in my husband's trial hearing.
Uh-oh.
Stevie being
sarcastic at the show or at the store, right?
Yes, you were right.
Yeah.
Family dinner. What does burning smell like?
David, what does burning smell like?
Stop it. Okay, Moira's nudes. Oh, and make sure you submit those photos to the internet. Otherwise, your own children will go looking for them one day. Tragically, they won't be there.
Moira.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Okay, again, from Moira's nudes. It's actually just pin. You don't have to say pin number. That's redundant. Johnny.
Yes.
Bob's Bagels. Okay, I'll just drop a little raisin in here to release the bubbles, Twyla.
Yep.
Ew. Okay, the motel guest. The apartment was soundproof by the previous owner, but the irony is the people next door are completely deaf, so you could literally scream for hours and no one would hear you. Oh my god, Ray.
Ray.
Okay, Moira versus town council. Okay, well then why isn't it called a tax write-off, David?
It is! Oh, I love that moment.
Same. Okay, family dinner. You know what's interesting? The longer we have this conversation, the more over it I get.
Stevie.
Is that David or Alexis? David?
No, that's Stevie. Isn't it?
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Because isn't that
you
like...
You were right. You okay. were right. Wow.
Oh, cool.
All right, Moira versus town council. I'm surprised you didn't hear. I talked about it extensively on my podcast, Ray.
Ray. Oh, man. If only that were real. I would listen.
I know. Damn it. He should make one. The actors should make one. Jazz gals. I bought a cologne once in Japan that's supposed to smell like the aftermath of a car crashing into a cedar tree. David.
Yep.
Milk money. They actually gave me the broken heart special. 3 extra nights and no extra charge as long as I could prove that I didn't actually make it down the aisle. Oh, damn, Ted.
Poor Ted.
Okay, the motel guests. There's a collection of undershirts hang drying outside of my room. Is there any way they could be removed, or is there like a Texas Chainsaw movie being filmed out there I'm not aware of? Is that David?
Yeah, that's David complaining to Stevie.
All right, Ronnie's party. Alexis, you wanted to be treated professionally, so I have to ask, where are the rest of your scrubs?
Ted.
Finding David. This was before my nose job. How is anyone supposed to recognize me?
David.
Milk money. I would vote for you based solely on the fact that you wore this outfit to the cafe for breakfast. Stevie.
Oh, I didn't know that one. I remember the outfit, though.
Yeah, Moira wears that, like, really gold outfit. Yeah. Jazz gals, if I may, an observation: to run a business, you have to be here to run the business. That's
Johnny.
Estate sale. So was my Galapagosian tortoiseshell footbed.
Moira, of course.
Oh God. All right, and happy anniversary. Actually, those boys did burn a bridge last summer.
Twyla.
Just did it. Family dinner. No, I'm just saying, if you need to get a chair in here, you know, you might have to move some things. Maybe, you know, sell some old car parts. What?
Uh-oh. Oh, I think it's Bob. I think it's when Johnny's trying to set up his office at Bob's garage.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Okay. Finding David. Is that a dead squirrel on your hood?
Oh. I mean, I remember the outfit. It's got to be Stevie, right?
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Moira's nudes. Wait, you're going to put that on your face after it's been on the floor? I don't even wear good socks in here. That's David. Ronnie's party. Equality. Freedom. Marriage. These are the rights of every community. And even more specifically, the business community.
Moira. Dead.
You look like a stick of gum.
David. He says that to Alexis in the scrubs.
You're right. Moira versus town council. David, if you're going out again, can you pick up some new toilet paper? I cannot use the stuff the motel provides. Okay, it's like birthday streamer. That's Johnny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ronnie's party. The factory in... assured us that it was lead-free, Alexis.
Yeah.
Lawn signs.
That's a good idea.
Right. Okay, from lawn signs. Okay, I can't believe that I'm going to say this, but shouldn't we be trying to save this?
David.
Family dinner. Okay, I don't know how to fold broken cheese like that.
David. I love that one.
Happy anniversary. Well, you're awfully dolled up for a pop-in. Ew, my... And I don't know why it feels like a swear. What's the one you can't say? Bob. Boom.
How'd we do?
We only got one wrong.
Okay, what was the answer?
For the one we got wrong, Alexis.
Yeah. And what was the quote? Do you remember? We'll have to go back and look then because I don't remember.
Hold on, let me see if I can redo. I don't know if I can see the quote I got wrong.
All right, we'll just re-listen. I'll have to listen when we edit or when you edit because I don't do any of that.
That's fair. Yeah, but we only got one. Look at us.
We improved because we started out kind of rough because I had no clue on the first one. I feel like the first couple I was like,
but then we did well once we got got our groove.
Do you know what this game showed me though?
What?
It truly, truly took us a very long time to get through season two. Because when you're talking about like family dinner and all that, I'm like, oh my gosh, that was this season. And we recorded that so long ago.
So long ago. Like, I'm pretty sure we were together for that.
I was just going to say, I'm pretty sure we were in the same room when we recorded that. We have not been in the same room.
We're going to be better. I can't promise anything, but we are going to be better.
We're trying.
We're really trying, y'all.
But I think us being super, super excited for season three is going to...
Oh my gosh. Some of my favorites are coming in. I literally can't wait for some of these episodes.
Yep. It's going to be great.
Love it.
So hopefully we will record next week.
Yes. And we've made it 2 weeks in a row consistently, so we just got to keep going. Did it. Yes. All right. Well, we did it. We did it, friends.
We did. Thank you.
What a life.
Thank you for your time. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, and I hope you have a good week and you stay safe and make good choices. And
we'll see you in season three.
We'll talk at you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us.
We hope you had as much fun as we did.
And if you did, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, leave some comments, and tell us what you love about what we're doing.
Join us next week for another episode of Ew, David, a Schitt's Creek Giggle Fest.